Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was sitting around and I was thinking about the Chiefs, and I'm not, this isn't a Andy Reid is a bad coach or the game is completely passed him by conversation, but I did think that if the offense once again fails, this is kind of like the offense for the Royals. If the Chiefs offense once again falls behind the pack, they're 12th, 15th, 18th, have no big plays, it looks similar to the way that it did last year, I do think people will start the conversation of Andy's not adjusting to the offense part of the league. Because you can say Andy still knows how to win a football game, which I think is true.
Yeah, I mean, 115
and,
of them.
Yeah. And that Spagnuolo helps them stay up to date on the defensive end. That'll help them grind out even more wins. But if for the third straight year, the offense just looks, I'm going to start wondering if Andy's not seeing offense the way he should as it relates to modern football.
I get why that would be a thought. Totally. I would say, though, and this is where this year is going to be really interesting, and I know you're saying, hey, if it happens again this year, but we just know last year's plan going into the season got altered drastically
by
one Hollywood Brown against the Jags in preseason, then Rice against the Chargers in week four. And so it caused their initial plan of, I think, Rashee Rice being the focal point of the offense to completely go away. Therefore, Kelce was asked to do things that maybe at this point in his career is not where he's at. And then you're asking a rookie and Worthy to become one of your biggest weapons. And as the season went on, he developed into that and he had a very nice rookie season. So I want to see when, if it happens, Rice, Worthy, Hollywood, with Kelce, with maybe a left tackle that can provide some competent play. We'll see. Does that just fix everything? My thought is, I think that fixes a lot of this. And we're talking about this offense especially being back in that realm of top 10, yeah, top five trend, you know, category. But I would argue against, I would say last year, the fact that they were able to pivot the way they did and still find a way to get to 15 and all that.
In
a weird way, doesn't that show that Andy Reid is able to adjust to win football games? The name of the game, ultimately, it's as much as I love fantasy football, you love fantasy football, I love betting on over prop bets and all that. That's not Andy Reid is just, hey, win the damn game. Just win, baby. And that's what he does.
So I would say if it's a 1 year sample size, that's why I wouldn't have and didn't bring it up at any point last year. I would agree with you. This would be the third year now in a row where I would say the offense is below what I would expect a Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid-led offense is. So, sure, there are excuses individually we can give in individual years, and I think that a lot of those are logical and make sense. That's part of the reason why this year I would feel that way, Gold. For the previous 2 years, I agree with you. I actually think I look back at last year, and my instinct is to say, well, considering the talent you had on the field, you managed to scrape by a 12th-ranked offense. And the fact that it was ranked 12th, considering just how wretched you were at the deep ball, actually kind of a positive sign. But as it sits right now, this feels like a pretty... Now, it's June 26th. We're barreling towards an excuse-free year. You're going to have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown all in a field together. You're going to have... Maybe you're going to have a really good left tackle. You got a chance at Joshua Simmons as your starting left tackle.
But you know, you and I both know, while fans would get frustrated, if I told you this team won 12 or 13 games, won the AFC West, where a top two seed in the offense was 11th, are we really going to freak out about that?
I know, because it will have to come with a reduction of wins. Well, 10 or 11. All, I think 10 we, or 11. Okay. I mean, I'd be, because he still had to win. They still got Patrick Mahomes. They can only lose so many.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think most of us recognize...
Look, I got Chargers team.
Most of us recognize they're not winning 15 games again. I think when we did our quick schedule look, I don't know, back in May, I think we both were at 13 wins.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, our very fast 13-14, we were in that range. Something. I don't remember exactly.
We'll do it again before the start of the season.
Yeah. That'll be my official one once I've had some more time to actually think about it.
No, I just think in terms of adapting, that's where I worry the least about this current coaching staff is their ability to adapt in season. I mean, that's where, I mean, Spags has been starting now these last couple seasons, but remember that was the whole thing with Spags a couple years ago. People would freak out as defenses would start slow and then they would make adjustments and they would end up being a pretty darn good defense. Heck, in game, Steve Spagnuolo, I still think, makes better adjustments than any other defensive coordinator in football. There'll be plenty of drives in the first half where social media is panicking. Oh my gosh, you're letting them drive down the field. What are you doing? Second half, they shut them down. They make an adjustment. That to me is where this coaching staff thrives.
Yeah, I do think so. But I feel it with Spags. On the offense, sometimes it's like, hey, you're going to do like in game. It's like, Andy has a plan and he likes his plan. He likes his script. And last year, it might have just been that there were no adjustments to make when your leading wide receiver was a rookie they had taken in the first round that they didn't plan on counting on, a tight end who did not look as fresh or as healthy as we are accustomed to seeing, and a bunch of missing wide receivers outside the unit. I expect, like, I will say that one of the adjustments he definitely will not have made is if they put all this speed on the field and all these guys are healthy and they still average 4.5 yards a throw, I'll be like, Andy, people go deep in this game sometimes. We got to push the ball down the field occasionally.
But as you know, there's more
to actually keep these teams honest.
There's more context to that, though. Like, is the offensive is the left tackle situation fixed?
Yeah,
is it average play, below average? Is it all of a sudden become elite because you hit a home run? Like, so much of that, we talked about this when you were gone, Cody. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, Warren Sharp put out numbers, and we looked at, hey, did you know the Chiefs, there were only three teams that had fewer completions of 25 yards or more through the air?
Yeah.
And they were only ahead of Arizona and I think Miami. But Green Bay led the league. That might have surprised you. But we found out, like, hey, the middle of the road on that is 12. If the Chiefs just had 12 of them, they'd be right in the middle of the pack.
Which is what I expect this year.
And there were two or three of those very plays that, you know, early in the season, Worthy and Mahomes were not on the same page. Worthy was stepping out of bounds. Mahomes was leading him too far out of bounds, whatever it was. And so if you just get a few more of those, that solves, I think, some of what you're talking
What's
about.
What's funny is I don't even anticipate that this will end up being the conversation. It's like having the precursor of, if this Royals season continues going this way, then Q will be on the hot seat game one next year for the Royals. It's not that I think Andy can't adjust. I do think he is the best, or I don't know, one of the three best coaches, whatever it is, in the NFL, and that would kind of come into play there. But I do wonder whether or not, like, you know, how do you get the deep passing game back involved again becomes the inevitable question, obviously, for the Chiefs.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.